The Trump administration is moving to crack down on legal, not just illegal, immigration in the United States. And one of the ways it's proposing to do that is by heavily scrutinizing any public benefits an immigrant may have used if they apply for permanent residency, such as a green card. Reuters reporter Yegana Torbati has written about this proposal, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
The federal government already weighs some of the public benefits an immigrant uses in their application process for a green card or certain visas. What's new in the proposal that you looked at?
Right. So currently being what's called a public charge, that's a term that's been used in immigration law for over 100 years in the United States. And if you're deemed to be likely to become a public charge, then you can't get permanent residency in the United States. But current regulations that are in place and have been in place since 1999 really narrowly define what it means to be a public charge. It's really receiving only some forms of cash welfare and also being institutionalized for a long time at government expense. For example, if Medicaid pays for your nursing home for years and years. What the Trump administration is considering, and it's important to note that they haven't actually formally proposed this yet, it's still being considered within the Department of Homeland Security, is basically redefining public charge to mean simply receiving or depending on a wide array of public benefits. And these would include Head Start programs for preschool children, SNAP, which are sort of the successor to food stamps, even some types of ACA subsidies or Obamacare subsidies, home energy heating assistance, WIC, which is for poor pregnant and nursing women, just a wide array of fairly popular non-cash programs
right.
could now be counted against prospective immigrants.
Okay, so for example, you have a child who's a U.S. citizen in the Head Start program. Mm-hmm. In theory, that could be used against a parent, an immigrant parent, who's applying for permanent residency. I mean, how many immigrants would be affected by a change like this?
It's hard to tell exactly because some of the statistics we have on how many immigrants and their children receive public benefits are sort of lumped in with things like free and reduced price school lunches, which would not be affected by this draft regulation. But what we do know is that last year, approximately 380,000 people received green cards in the United States who would have been judged by these public charge standards. We don't know exactly how many of those received one of these benefits, but we do know that approximately that number of people would have been judged by the standards that are now being drafted by the Trump administration.
So are there any immigrants who would not be affected by this?
Right. So the public charge standards don't apply to forms of humanitarian immigration. So refugees and asylees and a few other different kinds of people who come here requesting help or because they're under real dire distress, they are not judged by the public charge standards. And last year, that was a little over 100,000 people who received green cards inside the United States.
So what's the administration's argument for tightening these standards like this for applying for permanent residency?
Their argument is that, we are supposed to be good stewards of taxpayer funds, and what we really want are immigrants who are self-sufficient, and we don't want U.S. generosity and public aid to be sort of an enticement or a reason for people to move to the United States. What people on the other side of the argument would say is that, by promulgating this policy and by, changing these standards, you're really discouraging people from accessing benefits to which they are legally entitled. These are legal immigrants that we're mostly talking about, and many of them have U.S. citizen children. Mm-hmm. And you're really having a broader effect on the community by preventing these people from accessing, health care, food aid for their children, and really driving them into poverty.
So where does the proposal stand now? What's next?
So it hasn't been formally proposed. It's really just a draft, so we don't know exactly when it is going to be proposed. We've heard perhaps as early as March, and at that point, there would still need to be, by law, 2 months of public comment so the public can weigh in. And then, legally, the Department of Homeland Security is required to consider all those comments and at least look at them. And this draft proposal has gotten a lot of attention from us and from others, and it's very likely that there's going to be many, many, many comments. And so just the idea of them having to read through all those, we're looking at, I would say, at least another 6 months before we see some sort of final rule, mm-hmm. And it could be even longer than that.
Okay. Yegana Torbati covers immigration for Reuters. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.